I always imitate the behavior of the winners when I lose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital Californium, with the thought for today. I always imitate the behavior of the winners when I lose. Well, I don't do that very often because I don't lose. But this is what we should always do. We always imitate the behavior of winners. And of course, if we don't imitate them, we'll never be the winners. And if we train ourselves to be successful in everything we do, we saw that show last night. It was called Children of Heaven. And it was an Iraqi family. And they were quite charming. And the little boy wanted a pair of sneakers. And that was the third prize on a certain race that he was privileged to enter, because he was fast. He didn't want first place, because that didn't include sneakers. He didn't want second place, but they included bigger prizes. He could have turned in and bought sneakers for the whole family. But he wanted what he wanted. And so he ran the race, always letting two people be ahead of him. He let two people be ahead of him. And then somebody tripped him, and he fell down, and he got up, and he had to get up to win. He had to get in the winning circle. And next thing you know, he ran right past the two guys who were in head, three guys, and he became the number one winner. And later, it showed him taking off his shoes, and they were beat up. They had run a race, a real good race. And he won first place. But you see, he wanted to win, but he wanted to win what he wanted to win. And he really didn't look at the whole prize list to see how valuable the other things were, and if they were not used, he could take the money for it, you know, or whatever. So, as it happened, he won first place. And then his dad took the prize money and bought things for the family. And it was very nice. But you see, when I lose, I have the behavior of a winner. No matter what I do, I have the behavior of a winner. Now, what is the behavior of a winner? The behavior of a winner is that you are able to accomplish whatever it is that you set before yourself. You see, the behavior of a winner is not knowing that you're running a race with other people. It's running your best, doing your best. If you look back at other people, what happens to you is that you begin seeing yourself back there, and never do that. Because in the beginning, he was seeing himself back there, and he was looking back so that he wouldn't be too far ahead, because he wanted to be third. And because he was doing this, he made himself vulnerable to being attacked. And he was attacked by those who wanted to get the competition out of the way. Which was not a bad thing, it was not good, but it's what every racer usually tries to do. But the winners don't do that. Now, the two boys who were in the front of the race, they never looked back. They ran like gazelles. Their feet were hardly touching the ground. And they were running and joyously, and their chin up and their face forward, and there was no puffing. They just were running because of the sheer joy of running. And when he finally got to the point of running for the sheer joy of running, he now was winning. He didn't look behind anymore. He just wanted to get right up there with the winning circle. And he not only got up there with the winning circle, he beat them. And he beat them not because he was running against them. He was being his very best, his personal best. And when we are our personal best, we're the winner. Regardless of whether we win the prize or not, we're the winner because we feel we did our best. And when we feel we do our best, then that's what really counts. That's what really makes the difference. And that's where we always want to be. We always want to feel that we're doing our best. Now, you say, well, how does that work? I always imitate the behavior of winners when I lose. Well, because I always imitate the behavior of winners when I win, and I behave have the same behavior when I lose. But I don't lose very often, if ever. I am not losing. I am always going ahead and just having a great time and a great experience, and everything is in divine order. And of course, this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. We are masters of ourselves. We're masters of our world. We're masters of our experiences. So let's all visualize ourselves as winners. And then, no matter what challenge comes to us, we will easily walk home with it and be the winner. Think about these things. They are kind of fun. I always imitate the behavior of the winners when I lose, as well as when I'm always winning. Have a lovely day and do beautiful things, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.